A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure to have you with us and crazy warm by tomorrow on Groundhog Day, by the way. It'll be 55 degrees here in the valley.
You see, that's good, Tim, because if he sees his shadow, winter comes back.
Yeah. Well, I raised this question to Grant Wayman earlier this week on Utah's Morning News. I said, I understand the whole story of Punxsutawney Phil or Utah Joe or whatever his name is. There's a Utah Joe at the Hogle Zoo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm. I understand what happened. If he does or doesn't see his shadow, what do we do if a little guy pokes his head out and has shades and Speedo on him? Is that a bad sign?
No, he's expecting his shadow. That's
okay.
That's a good thing.
Okay. I just think 55 is a little unreasonable for the first couple of days of February.
Absolutely.
You don't?
Absolutely. This is terrible. Right. We don't do this.
I thought you were excited about it a minute
ago.
Well,
I'm hoping that the myth comes through about...
Make up your mind.
It's a bad thing that the temperature's that way. I'm just trying to look at the bright side. That's right. Why we're wearing sunglasses, right?
Look on the bright side and what? Good morning, everybody. Tim Hughes, that would be Navidomskis.
Good morning, Tim.
That would be Russ Smith.
Good morning. They can't see where you're pointing.
I know.
We get the general idea.
Okay. I'm just a body language guy.
I would be located.
I live with an Italian. She
Tim's
talks
right
like this all the time.
And
hey, they have a good look for us. In their minds, they think we look great.
I know. And then they
see the real person.
Then they
and
sign
shocked.
Up for the class and they go,
I always apologize. So he's going, I listen to you guys on the radio. I said, I'm really sorry. For whatever we have said, I apologize.
I asked them last night or the last this week if I look like my voice. They go, no.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know.
I was out with Amanda Dixon on a broadcast at ARUP about a week or 10 days ago, and one of our great listeners came in and said, Amanda is as beautiful as I thought she would be, and looks at me and she goes, you're a little bit older than me. Anyway, that's okay. As I said last week, we're lucky to get any time with Navidomskis.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to turn your microphone on a fucking cough, it's on your other side.
You know, I pushed the wrong button.
Yeah. I saw you try
to. Did you just use the F word?
No.
Oh, okay.
I coughed.
Muffled it.
I was supposed to push the yellow one. I pushed the red one. It didn't go off.
All right. Back on the tracks here. I said last
coronavirus in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is not a funny thing.
I know.
Don't bring that up.
It's just my asthma. We're fine.
Yeah. Anyway, I said last week we are lucky to get any time with you with the ski season on, of course, and with the Sundance Film Festival. You and I skied together for a day last week, and you were raving about seeing, what was it, Taylor Swift story?
Yes, I told you it was on my list.
Miss Americana or something?
I was floored. It was, obviously my expectations weren't exceedingly high. I don't know a whole lot about her, but I do now, and I'm a fan. I just became a fan. That was one of the best documentaries I've seen at Sundance in all my years, and I just didn't think that would be the case, and I stand truly corrected. She's a very, very interesting woman. She's smart. She's funny.
Yeah. I've been a fan since day one.
Yeah, I like her music and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't listen. I don't hear any of her music anymore. I don't think they're playing it where I listen, but I listen to oldies country music.
No, I know.
But originally, I really enjoyed her music. I'm sure it's still just
no,
as good
I don't, or better. I never had a problem with her music. I don't think I had any on my playlist. But, I stand truly corrected because she's very impressive.
Very dynamic young gal.
Absolutely. Anyway, they're all young to us, Tim. Russ.
Us there. Yeah. There's the official plug for a movie to see. And you said Netflix has actually picked it up. So people that can't see it at Sundance will get an opportunity to see it soon.
Yeah, it appeals to all people. You don't have to be her fan to like this film.
Yeah. All right. So we've now been sitting here for about 4 minutes, haven't talked outdoors at all. Except for the fact that it's a very warm weekend. Let's talk about what's coming up on the show today, because we are going to focus on outdoor stuff. That was last week. I grabbed the wrong one. Coming up, we'll have news of the week in a minute. Okay. There is a bill that I don't know if you guys are familiar with, because we haven't talked about it yet, and that is this proposed bill on Capitol Hill that would withhold hunting and fishing license privileges for deadbeat dads that are $2,500 or more in arrears, which is getting a lot of attention. And we'll hear from that legislator who joined the Dave and Dujanovic show earlier this week. So we'll look forward to that. We'll have some fish bites coming up for everybody. After the top of the hour, we're looking forward to checking in, as we always do, with the Division of Wildlife Resources. And we'll chat with Jace Taylor, who is a bighorn sheep biologist. There is an effort to reintroduce some new bighorn sheep on Antelope Island, an effort that's ongoing. Nice. So we want to get the latest on that. Brian Brown will join us from Snowbird today. We'll talk about all things the bird. There was a headline I thought I saw the other day about how Utah resorts are relishing in the blessings of good snow totals for this year. And Alton and Snowbird, I think, are still at or above the century mark of 100 inches.
Oh, it's just fabulous. I'll be up there all day today and this whole weekend. I got more films to watch. So going to ski and watch films and, you know, sit in a hot tub with my wife.
And Billy Fenimore is also going to check in with us.
Talking birds.
It was listed as one of the five off-the-radar places for people to enjoy the Eccles Wildlife Education Center that he now is in control of up there in Farmington on Farmington Bay. So we'll look forward to bringing all of that to you. So much to talk about today, and we will do that over the next little while. So make sure you keep it here on KSL. You were mentioning that, is your class started yet?
Yes, it started this week.
And evidently a lot of people that listen to the program. Huh?
Tim, so many. So many. I really am just learning how many people are fans of our show, and they're real fans. I mean, they talk, you know, logistics from way, way back. It's awesome. And I asked the guy, I saw you really like it. He goes, no. I go, oh. He goes, I love it.
Oh.
That's what they said.
That's good.
I know my wife can't believe it. She thinks nobody listens to us.
Hey, take a poll at your next class. How many listen to it live and how many listen to it online?
These mostly, I did that, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it was more live than...
Oh, really?
I would have thought it was podcasted, but no, they listen live.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you, by the way, see, I was thinking of you, and I actually tagged you in the Facebook post because I was hoping it would show up on your page. About the fake hands that come with extensions on them so that while you're holding your fish, you know, your old...
I've never heard of that.
The closer you get to the camera, the bigger
it
looks.
I've always thought he had those, but I've never heard of that.
No.
So they're tiny hands.
Yeah.
tiny hands.
I've actually put it on our Facebook page, and it says, now every fish can be a trophy picture, and it's arm extensions with fake hands and thumbs on the back. You just prop the fish up in there, and it puts it, within an inch of the camera or something.
Well, you want to not show your fingers, but when you do, that's how you tell how big the fish is, because you know how, you know, 1 inch between knuckles, and you can kind of get a feel for it. But if they had tiny hands and then put it out, maybe that would work.
What a great idea.
Why don't you just catch bigger fish?
Well, you could do that, too.
What the heck?
But if you have a bad day, you can still make everybody think, cut. Of course, there's never a bad day fishing.
No, I have a wide-angle lens, too, because that always happens to me.
Yeah. All right. Thought I'd do this for you.
What?
This is now on Navi's playlist while he skis. Yes, it is.
Oh, is that Katie?
That's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I dance
shake
like
it
a
off.
Little girl.
You know, yeah. She's more than her music. Let me say that.
More than her music.
This is when you need to click over to video when you're watching the show online.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we will take a break
okay,
here.
We can sit down now and quit dancing.
When we come back, that's not a sight anybody wants to envision.
We lost some listeners, Tim.
We will have some news of the week and our first caller of the day, so don't go away.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Tim, Navi, Russ, all here. Guys, we're set for some news of the week, but help me in saying good morning to our first call of the day.
No.
James!
No kidding. Do you hear me, too?
Well, good morning, guys, and I'm glad to get the greeting. Anyhow, basically, I had a question for you. Been in the news past couple days. It talks about a rare black mule deer in Moab died, and it had the nickname Cole because it was dark colored and everything. Utah wildlife officials are worried because it died of chronic wasting disease. It's been increasing, and I know that's kind of a common occurrence, but do you think that this does pose a danger?
I think any time there is a diagnosis of chronic wasting disease in the state, it poses a danger. I grabbed that story because I knew you wanted to talk about it this morning, James, and it was the 15th confirmed case of the disease, which is sometimes referred to as the zombie deer disease, since July 1st of last year. And I didn't realize there are still 59 other mule deer cases pending from 1,500 that were sampled. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know they're concerned about it because they haven't been able to contain the spread effectively anywhere else. And we've been pretty lucky here in the state to not have that many instances.
Oh, really? So we actually contrast well compared to other states with wasting disease?
This is the first time it's been in the news for quite a while here.
Yeah. And one other thing that struck me, I've seen mule deer before. I've been to Utah many times, but I've never seen a black mule deer.
You're not alone.
So that caught me, and I guess it was kind of a neighborhood pet to the neighbors. They even kind of give it a fitting memorial tribute, which I kind of liked and everything.
Yeah, I was just looking at some of the other statistics that were mentioned in this story. It said chronic wasting disease first reported in Utah back in 2002, which surprises me a little bit. They say there have been 97 deer cases, 2 in elk cases of the disease from 2003 through 2019. And it's also been confirmed throughout 281 U.S. counties in 24 different states, including Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, and New Mexico. We've been paying real close attention to the other states because we knew that the closer it got to our borders, the more chance we were going to have of having it here. But anyway, good to hear from James today, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks again, guys.
All right.
James.
Thanks again to James for checking in from
awesome.
Texas. Been a little while. I don't know if you guys saw this story, and we're going to have more on it coming up here in just a couple of minutes, because Dave and Dujanovic actually had the legislator who proposed this bill on Capitol Hill. Whether you've had the chance to debate this or even look at the details, there is a proposed bill in Utah in this legislative session that would withhold the opportunity for hunting or fishing licenses for deadbeat dads.
I saw that.
Anybody that was over $2,500 in arrears for their child support. Feelings one way or the other from you guys?
Well, I think why not? You got to hit them wherever you find them, whenever they want.
It's just, I'm surprised they didn't include deadbeat moms.
Well, there are a few of those, but my guess is most of the times it's a deadbeat dad. Yeah,
absolutely.
Probably.
And when I brought it up to you, somebody raised the question. I don't know if it was Russ.
Yeah, I think we talked about
it. How big of a problem is it? Well, it's over a $4 million problem in the state of Utah alone. And I've got some family experiences with this.
Yeah.
And as a divorced dad who continued to take care of my four kids and make sure that, you know, things like second mortgages were paid for and water heaters were replaced and cars were repaired, I have no sympathy at all for guys that don't take care of their kids.
I agree.
And use their ex-spouse as an excuse, you know, to not give that that much needed money to take care of their children. But
I guess this is a way to catch them.
I don't mind it at all.
No, absolutely.
Well, catching them and retrieving the past due is two different things.
Well, any crime, frankly, it's a privilege to hunt.
Yeah.
And so if you're not an upstanding citizen, why should you get the right to do it?
I totally agree. But
it matters not the crime.
To it. I mean, it's hunting is okay. I take it away. Take away the driver's license.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but then how are they ever going to get to work and pay the bill they need to pay? That's what you have to look at.
And that is the bills that it's compared to, or the laws in other states, where if you're, and I think it's $10,000 in arrears in Utah, you can face jail time. Well, what happens when you put that guy in jail? Then he really has no means to make the child support.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons. Anyway, David Dujanovic a couple of days ago had this legislator on their show, and I'm going to play back that conversation for everybody, and then we'll invite you to go to our Facebook page and respond on how you feel about it. I was just looking to see. There haven't been a ton of comments about it online, but one person says, if I can find it here, this is a useless bill that will do nothing for anyone, just another example of legislative uselessness.
Mm-hmm. Who says that?
Well, I'm not going to name them, but if you want to go to our Facebook page, you can see them. That was Stephen. Troy actually says, I see nothing wrong with this. So it's one end of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah.
But we'd like your feedback. And I tell you what, after we take this news update on the half hour, stay right there and you can hear from the legislature that proposed the bill on Capitol Hill. And then give us your feelings by logging on to Facebook and KSL Outdoors Radio. We'll do that. We'll take this break. We'll come back and have more of KSL Outdoors in just a minute.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.